a lot of unions who had hoped to deliver were concerned that they wouldn't be able to deliver. And we were ready to go into the next phase. And some of the unions that subsequently trashed all over the solidarity, the OPSOL, were unions we were afraid we're not going to be able to deliver just by virtue of the kinds of reports we were getting. So Jack was asked to go to Kelowna, and by everybody. I lived not too far from Jack Monroe at the time, and we were waiting for a call to come into a meeting, and I called Jack's place and said, I haven't had a call yet. He said, well, why don't you come over here for coffee? He anguished the whole morning about whether he should go or whether he shouldn't go.
This is
to go up to Kelowna. So I'm taking him, looking
at
him.
And
was getting endless phone calls from people saying, please go, please go. The mistake I think that was made, my statement was, don't go alone. Well, Jerry Scott was going with me, he was a staff person.
Right.
I think that was a mistake. It should have been another officer. What it meant, I guess, was two people carried the can instead of one. Huh?
Yeah.
Final negotiations, regardless of the outcome, he was there on behalf of all of us.
Right.
He was in constant telephone touch. We gathered at the boardroom of BCGU, the whole OPSOL leadership, including Renata, who was there representing the coalition. And we were in constant communication. Now, when the final conclusion, you get what you can get. And certainly Jack Monroe is a negotiator who knows what the limits are and when you're not going to go any further. The group agreed. It was finalized. And then conveniently, a whole bunch of people forgot that they were part of that decision. And suddenly, Jack Monroe became the scapegoat, including the BCGU, which leads us then into the following convention. And so, I guess that's the part of history that bothers me most, is that so many people that I worked with day in and day out suddenly forgot their role in the decision.
Right.
BCGU had a collective agreement. Our concern was that at that point they may not be able to keep the people up. And I was incensed at the time by the just 180 degree turn. I went with Renata and Lee Tansen to the coalition office and reported the terms of the settlement. Sat there for 4 hours.
This is Sunday night.
Yeah. And was abused. Understood people's anger, frustration, etc. Was willing, had said, I'm willing to sit there and do that. And I know these groups, and I was concerned about getting somebody who was particularly hard-nosed, who isn't used to dealing with community groups who are quite different than sort of disciplined away from it. It was very painful.